Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God that you have tuned in tonight to join us in the study of God's all-sustaining word. We give God all praises and all honor and all glory, and our purpose here is to glorify him and advance his kingdom here in the earth. So we thank God for you joining us. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We also give honor to our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones. We praise God for them and praise God for all that he is doing throughout the body of Christ. We just give him all the glory. And again, we especially thank God for you, and especially you, for taking time out of your schedule tonight to join us and to tune in. We have a special guest minister tonight. He is no stranger the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, and that is Pastor Victor Henderson. We thank God for him and thank God for his beautiful wife, Sister Dorothy Henderson, and the entire Henderson family. We give God praise and honor and glory for them as well. And he's going to share with us the word of God tonight. But before we dispatch him into the studio, we're going to go ahead and bring in the presence of God through ministry in song. And we know that no matter what the situation or circumstance is, there is glory after this. So we're going to share in the song by J.J. Harrison, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst leading us to the throne of grace and prayer, and then we will go ahead and begin in the study of the word led by Pastor Victor Henderson. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Turn it around. God will turn it around. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. Thank you for that word, Father. Thank you for that song of praise, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
This is the season of praise, Father. This is the season of turning, Lord. This is the season of patience. This is the season of joy, Lord. This is the season of strength, Father. This is the season out of this, Father, Lord. There will be glory, Father. Glory be to God, our Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your holy word tonight, Lord. Thank you for the man to bring forth the word tonight, to give him strength, give him confidence, Lord, give him peace in his mind and heart. You bring forth your word with power and might, Lord, and fill our hearts, Lord, with your instrument of your word, your praise, and your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let your will be done tonight, Father, to your honor, to your glory, and to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God and give him honor and glory. Pastor Henderson, we're going to go ahead and praise God, dispatch you into the studio. Are you with us? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing tonight?
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you and thank God for you.
Amen.
And we're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to you and just allow the Lord to use you as he will. We thank you so much in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. First of all, tonight, amen, we first like to give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to God our Father, to his Son Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, amen, and to the body of Christ tonight, amen. We honor, amen, our overseeing Bishop, Bishop Ruth Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones, and we also honor Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst tonight. I also honor my wife and to all of the clergymen of the gospel. We honor you tonight,
amen.
And everyone in your respectful place, we honor you tonight. Amen. Tonight, we just want to take the time out tonight to try to get into the Word of God and be a blessing to someone tonight. So if those of you will, if you have your Bibles, if you'll go with us to the book of Exodus, the 18th chapter, and we're going to commit to start reading at verse number 7, the book of Exodus. While you find it, we'll go ahead and petition the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again, Lord. We come emptying ourselves, none of us, but all of you. Father, we ask you to fill us with your crown of glory. Lord, give us the word to speak and the tongue to talk with, Lord, and give us the edifying just to be able to say what it is you want us to say. And God, we give you praise and glory. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. And every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Exodus chapter number 18. Verse number 7, starting at verse 7, we're going to deal with a few verses in this chapter so I can prove the point that I'm trying to make tonight. Amen. Exodus 18, verse number 7, and it says, "And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did ordinances and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare. And they came unto the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and the Egyptian for Israel's sake, and all the travail that they had came upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hands of the Egyptian. And Jethro said, 'Blessed be the Lord, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptian and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from upon the hands of the Egyptian. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in this thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them.'" We're going to skip down to verse number 13. "And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses set to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from morning until evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, 'What is this thing that thou dost to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until evening?' And Moses said unto his father-in-law, 'Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I make them know the statutes of God and his law.' Father-in-law said unto him, 'This thing that thou dost is not good. Thou shalt surely wear away But thou and these people that is with thee, for the thing is too heavy for thee, thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Amen. Just for a little while, I want to talk to us on the subject. If I could use a thought tonight, I want to use a thought. Too much on your plate. Too much on your plate. Amen. My brothers and sisters, about 2 weeks ago, my mother experienced a birthday, and so the family got together, and we all went to have a celebration at Golden Corral, and we all began to sit down and fellowship and just have a real good time. And then it got to the time when we got ready to eat. So I went up to the place and I got me a big old plate and I sat down and I began to start eating. And I realized that I had too much on my plate. And I said, oh my God, how in the world can I eat all of this? I don't know about you tonight, but a lot of us, amen, have had a lot on our plate. We have more than we can handle, more than we can chew, more than we can even take in. But God tonight wants to let us know that there is a way out. Amen. That's why we're in the book of Exodus. Exodus means a way out. God has a way out of your situation tonight. But what I want you to see in the text tonight is that Moses, amen, first thing that we see in the text is that Moses is giving credit to God for all that God had done for him, amen, when he brought the children of Israel out from the bondage of Pharaoh. Amen. You know the story how he told Moses to let my people go. Amen. So there it is that we see that God had brought Moses out. But even though he had brought Moses out, at this particular time, he's sharing with his father-in-law that all that God had done. But when we get to the text in verse number 13, now we see that the people are coming to Moses with all their problems. Well, my brothers and sisters, I believe that the body of Christ tonight, we have flipped the strip, amen, and we're doing just like Moses and the people. Amen. We're going and we're seeking the face of man versus then the face of God. Amen. I believe, my brothers and sisters, that we're going through so many different things, amen, instead of us seeking the face of God, we're putting our confidence in man. But I believe the Bible tells me, amen, in Psalms 18:8, it says it's better to trust God than to trust man. Can I get a witness here? Amen. I believe that the Bible also tells us, amen, in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Amen. I believe that the body of Christ tonight have put their understanding and they have put their trust in our presidents and these election officials of whoever's going to run the country. It's getting to be a point where everybody is now not seeking the face of God, worrying about if God, can you bring us out? Lord, we're worrying about this epidemic of all these different epidemics that have fell into this world. But we're not seeking the face of God. But what we're doing, we're seeking man to bring us out. A lot of folks at this point in time now are seeking that Trump's going to bring us out this pandemic. Some of them is speaking that Biden's going to bring us out this pandemic. But I come to tell you tonight that the Lord said, if my people, according, amen, to the scripture, he said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I will heal from heaven and I will heal their land. Amen. I come to tell you tonight, don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in the Almighty God, because God is the only one that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask to even think. Amen. When you put your confidence in man will fail you every time. I come to tell you tonight that you better put your trust in God and God alone. Amen. I remember a time that when all we had was God. But now we're in a place now we trust in man. We trust in this economy. We trust in the system, way of doing things and all of that. But God told us don't put confidence in this world. Amen. But he told us to put confidence in God. Amen. And I believe he told us in the word that be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind and choose that perfect will of God. Amen. And I believe that, my brothers and sisters, that we have got away from that. Amen. And we're doing just like Moses. Amen. If you notice in the text in the 13th chapter, And it says that Moses, and it says this, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat and judged the people, and the people stood by Moses from morning until evening. And Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people. And he said, this thing that thou dost to the people, why sittest thou thyself alone? And all the people standing by thee from morning to evening. Notice how long they're sitting from morning to evening. That's just like the people of God now. We're sitting morning to evening. We're looking at the election, looking at these officials, waiting to see who's going to get the presidency, who's going to bring us out. Whoa, we're going to make it. Oh, it's going to. But I come to tell you tonight, you better put your confidence in God. Amen. Now, Moses here in the text, amen, also, he said to his father-in-law, he said, because the people came unto me to inquire of God. He said, they have a matter, they come to me. Know that, and instead of us seeking the face of God, saints of God, we're seeking man's judgment or what we think that ought to happen. But we ought to be on our knees and on our face seeking God for an answer for this pandemic. We ought to be seeking God for an answer for our children. We ought to be seeking God for an answer to the police system for the brutal of all the killings that have been going on and everything else going on. I believe that we need to be seeking the face of God. Amen. Because God is the only, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. I believe that he's the one, he's the beginning, he's the end. He's the first, he's the last, and he's the first to come. Amen. He knew about this pandemic before it happened. He knew about the presidency before it happened. He already knew who was going to be president because he said in his word, he's the one that put men up and pull men down. So God already got it worked out. But what we got to understand here, my brother and sister, not worry about this situation, but we need to put our confidence and our faith in God. Because we already know how the story's going to end. We already know God done told us, amen, how it's going to end, that he's going to lose this thing. But we know without a shadow of doubt that we serve a God that look high and look down low. God ain't brought us this far to leave us, and he's not going to leave us right here where we are. Can I get a witness here tonight? Amen.
Amen.
But my brothers and sisters, amen, we got to understand that we got to quit putting our confidence in man. But we got to put our confidence in God. And verse 18 says that thou was surely well away, both thou and the people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Amen. Notice he told him, you can't do this thing all by yourself. In other words, Moses, you've been trying to do this thing all by yourself. And the only thing you're going to do, you're going to wear yourself away. And that's the same way to you, my brother and sister, with the body of Christ. If we don't put our confidence in God, stop trying to do things on our own. The Bible tells us, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Amen. We putting our confidence in other stuff instead of putting our confidence in God. We putting our trust in the wrong thing. Amen. So, my brothers and sisters, I just encourage you tonight to put your trust back into God. Amen. Notice what he says also, amen, in this 20th verse. And he said, thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and thou shalt show them the way wherein they must walk and the works that they must do. He said, in other words, what he's telling them, you need to train these folks up into the avenue of God, in the ways of God. So if we train our people up into the ways of God, amen, it'll build our faith and our confidence and know that we can trust God. So when hard time comes, when pandemics like this come, we can look at it and laugh because we know what the Bible says. Isaiah 53:5, it says, by your stripes we are healed. So when this thing comes, this epidemic come our way, we already know there's a cure. There's a healing in the heavens. Amen. But all we got to do, my brothers and sisters, is call on heaven. And the Bible said that if we call on, he said he would answer us. Amen. Amen. And he won't look over, but he will answer us. Amen. And he will heal this land. Amen. But we got to put our faith and our confidence in the Almighty God. Amen. More of my brothers and sisters, he tells him, he said, this thing that thou dost is not good. Amen. But he tells him that you got to trust God in this thing. You can't just put your confidence in man. Because these men, folks in this epidemic, people are going to let us down. We're going to choose the people in this election, who we think that should bring us out. And then when they let us down, they going to, first thing we say, they not who they say they are. They not who we said they should. They say they was running to be. Oh, all this changed. Oh, they did this. Oh, he didn't do that. But if we put our trust in God, we won't have to worry about if they did the right thing, or if they chose the right thing, or did they do the right thing, or did they vote the right thing. Amen. But we know if we trust God, God is the author and he's the finisher of our faith. Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. That was a powerful word. Yes, we
Amen.
Are.
Amen. Praise God.
Truly, thank you, Pastor Henderson. We truly trust in God, as the man of God says, not put our trust in man, because the word of God tells us that there's a way that seems right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. Praise God, to trust wholeheartedly in God. And in order to trust God, as the man of God shared, we need to be able to, as he so eloquently shared tonight, get into the study of God's word. You can't trust him if you don't know his word. You can't trust him if you don't listen for his voice. You've got to be able to have a relationship with our God in order to know how to trust him, praise God. And so we're living in a time where you can't go by what you think you've heard. You can't go by what man has said, or you've got to be able to know what the word of God has said. God's word tells us that we are to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so in order for you to trust God, you've got to have a relationship with him. You've got to be able to hear his voice. And trust comes by being able to trust him and have faith in his word. That allows us to be able to know that we can listen for our God, seek his face rather than what man has said. You know, we have gotten kind of, and we've gotten somewhat comfortable, with listening to the media. As a matter of fact, I had someone just earlier today that told me that they listened to the media pretty much throughout this entire election, and night and day. And we need to be just that diligent and even more in praying to God. As Pastor Henderson has shared with us, that scripture that says, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and I will heal their land. God has the answer, praise God, to all of it, not man, as Pastor Henderson shared. He has the answer to the pandemic. He has the answer to the racial issues. He has the answer to it all. And all we have to do is trust in him.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Pastor Henderson for that word. Praise God, amen. We thank God. We just need to seek the Lord's face, amen. Just seek God even more so in day and time than ever before, amen. And God, he would deliver. He would be able to answer. He would deliver us. Amen.
Yes,
and,
he will.
We need to learn how to trust in him more. Amen. Have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And to be mentioned by teaching, training our people the things of God, the ways of God. Oh, Lord. Lord said, teach them and show them the way they need to go. Amen. He put that in the church. He put that in the body of Christ for us to exalt him. Amen. To edify him, to build up one another. Amen. To be able to train, teach one another the things of God, and God called the purposes of God, the ways of God, amen, for his people, so we can learn to trust in him and not in ourselves, not in man, but trust in God Almighty. Amen. Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus, and I learned to trust in God. Amen.
Amen.
And put our faith in Him, put our confidence in God, and not in man, because man will fail you. Man will let you down. Amen. We put our trust in God and seek His face. God will not let us down. There's no failure in God. Amen. No failure in God. And God is the one we learn to trust in more than anything else. And He's saying, Jesus is saying, yesterday, today, and forever. He changed not. But we thank God for the man of God to bring forth the powerful word of God for His people to be encouraged on tonight to know that they can trust in God. Know they go to God in prayer. That God will strengthen them. God will guide them and direct their path each and every day. Amen. No matter what comes on this earth, God will give you wisdom, give you the answer, and He will give you the understanding to do what needs to be done.
Amen. I like that title, Too Much on Your Plate, because that is somewhat of a reflection mm-hmm. of what people are feeling right now.
Amen.
They because of so much that's going on in the world right now, the pandemic and right here and not only in the world, but right here even in our own United States
yes,
of America,
yes, yes.
People have a tendency to try to handle things in their own. And as Pastor Henderson said, trust in man. And then it becomes to be when you try to handle things on your own or when you put your trust anywhere else but in God, it can become quite overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But God tells us, and it reminded me of that scripture that says that we're to cast all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. And that once we cast our cares on Him, we realize that the scripture also teaches that His burden is light, His yoke is easy.
Uh-huh.
And so why would we want to carry all of those heavy burdens? Jesus is a load lifter. He is the one that will allow us to be able to lay aside these heavy weights, oh my Lord, and be able to run on a little while longer as we trust in Him. He's the one that will be able to carry us through. So again, we just need to know that no matter what the situation or circumstance, that we can put our trust in God because
Amen.
He never fails.
And Moses, Paul was trying to help him out. Man, all these people here, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You need some help, man. You're going to wear you out, man. You can't handle this from day to day.
Delegate.
Amen. You delegate some of the things around for somebody to help you out. But you can't do it by yourself. Amen. And He's giving some wisdom on what you need to do to do God's business. Then we need sometimes some wisdom in doing God's work, doing God's business for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
We cannot do this by ourselves. Amen.
And come together as believers. Unify in the body of Christ. And so we're going to go ahead. We have some time left in the broadcast tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and open the lines up. If you have any comment, if you have any questions, if you have a prayer request, if you would just like to, for us, even greater clarity from Pastor Henderson, he's still on the line
Amen.
Regarding this topic. Feel free to just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Praise the Lord. And we will dispatch you into the studios. We're talking about trusting God. The title of the message was Too Much on Your Plate.
My God.
Is it anybody that feels like they may have too much on their plate? Well, the answer to that solution is, as Pastor Henderson has said, trust in God. Lay down all of these heavy burdens. Put aside all of these weights and trust God. He has the answer. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He knows that anything that is happening, has happened, will happen. He knows all about it even before it occurs. So just trust God. Praise God. Is there one tonight that would like to comment on this message, on the need and the vital necessity to no matter what in this day and time, we've got to put our faith and our trust and our confidence in our unfailing God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Putting your trust in God, that is so, so very, very vitally important.
In every area of your life.
It is.
In every area of your life, you need to put your trust in God. Whether you're a parent, grandparent, a single man, a young woman, wherever the case may be, married or single, you need to learn to put your trust in God.
And a man of God also shared that we have to be able to train our people, and specifically, even in this time, training the charity begins at home and spreads abroad. So train your children to trust God as well.
Be an example for your children too as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because they are trying to figure out what they are to do in their own world. In such a time as this. They see what's going on in the world. They see us as adults and parents, watching the news or talking over these different issues that are occurring. And they, too, have questions. And we need to be able to lead them back to the throne of grace, back to an unfailing God, to let them know that, son or daughter, all you have to do is to put your trust in God, and we need to model that before them.
And give them a strong foundation that they can stand upon, a foundation that cannot be faltered, a strong foundation in the Lord and in God Almighty, amen, that they know for themselves that they can stand.
Amen, amen. Pastor Henderson, do you have any other comments that you would like to share with us regarding this topic tonight? We thank God for you.
Yes, ma'am. I just like to encourage everyone tonight to really look at this situation of everything that's going on. And even though I know the system have told you, don't pay your bills. Pandemic over. Oh, you're gonna get a break. We're gonna make sure that this and that. Don't let your bills pile up. Pay your bills.
Amen.
Give us some wisdom. God gave us wisdom. Pay your bills.
Amen.
We don't know what the system's gonna do. And then at the last minute, they tell you you got to get out of your house. We got to use God's wisdom. So tonight, we got to really seek God on what we need to do about our situation. So I just want to encourage you tonight to pay your bill. God knows, pay your bills. Don't listen to this system. Tell you don't pay your bills, and we're going to wait, and the pandemic, we're gonna give y'all grace and all this and that. Ain't been no bread gonna be given, but what God gonna give us? These folks ain't giving no bread. When it's so wet, they want their money.
That's right.
Pay your bills, amen. And I encourage you just hold to the faith and keep looking to the hills of what's coming to your help. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, to that, again, back to what you said earlier regarding trusting God. To that, even in paying your bills, even in the situation with your health, the Bible, the Word of God, has the answer to every issue that we face. The Word of God, in paying your bills, it says, owe no man nothing but the debt of love. That should tell you right there what God thinks about you paying your bills. Okay, the Word of God, even where our physical health is concerned, God says, beloved, beyond all things, it is my will that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God has the answer to every issue that we face. All we got to do is get into God's Word. Study it, learn of it, have a relationship with Him, and know that we can trust God's Word because it absolutely never fails.
And also say, it sure works. You want to eat, it sure works.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You try to work best you can. Amen.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
Yes, it does. And even in the midst of it all, we know that God is still and always will be on the throne. No matter who sits in the White House, who sits in the office of president, who sits in the office of governor, who sits in any political office, our God is the one that is still on the throne. He has the first say-so, and he has the last say-so. So all we need to do is to trust in him.
Well, they see it in the White House, the outhouse, the state house. It's all important, you know, to trust in God through it all.
Amen.
To trust in God. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Call to me. I will answer you.
Amen. He hears our prayers. He hears our prayers, beloved. He hears our prayers, and he answers our prayers. And even in the midst of this pandemic, I assure you, if you just take one look around, you can see the blessings of God and see his presence and see how he has kept us and how he has moved and on the behalf of his children, how he's provided for us
time and time again.
So we just give God all praise and we give him all the honor and all the glory.
Learn to count your blessings, amen. Learn to count your blessings, saints. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We do have one, and I'm going to go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Your last four is 4984. Go right ahead, please.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I want to let Pastor Henderson know that sometimes in life, everybody is going to have too much on their plate. And what he was talking about was a powerful word for us, that we have to learn how to release those things to God. When we can't handle things, or when things seem like we want to do it all by ourselves, we need God and God alone to help us to do anything that we got to do. Sometimes people want to depend on this one and depend on that one. And when they fail, they feel like they're getting ready to go down. And what he said is true. You have to go to God. Trust in him no matter what. When God send you someone to be faithful, then let him do the sending. Sometimes we choose and we be looking at the outside instead of knowing what's going on the inside. But when we learn to trust God, we know he's true through and through. He is true, and he will stay with you. So thank you, God, for Pastor Henderson for such a powerful word, and thank the Season of Purpose Ministry for opening up your airway so that we will receive more blessing from God and listen to what God is saying. God bless you.
Amen. We thank you, Elder Green. Praise God. Thank God for you. And thank you for those powerful words of wisdom. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Is there another, anyone else that would like to share in this powerful teaching? Because, you know, as we all, as Elder Green says, we all have had times, I assure you, where we've felt that we've had too much on our plates, where the vicissitudes of life will find you and will cause you to feel overwhelmed. As a matter of fact, the Satan himself, the enemy, will try to cause you to feel that you have so many burdens and so much on that's going on that you don't have time to take time to pray.
Amen.
But I will tell you, you must take time to pray, and you don't have time not to take time and pray. It is essential. We live in a day in which you have to be able to seek first. Your first waking moment should actually be spent in the presence of God, thanking him for giving you a brand new day. As soon as you wake up, I've talked about how God, we tithe our monies and give the first tenth of that What about tithing your day? What about getting up, giving God the first waking moments of your day?
Yeah.
Being able to thank him for keeping you living and moving and having your being in him throughout the night. Give God your first order and first time and first portion of your day. And if you do, that sets the direction for God. First of all, he never leaves us nor forsakes us, so he's always there. But that sets the course starting off for your day. It sets your day in a godly direction.
Thank God you can do that wherever you are. You don't have to go to the temple for that.
You're in your own home, your own house,
amen. You can lift your arm, your heart, your tongue to the Lord in prayer, amen, right there where you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God hears you.
Yes, he does.
And he answers. And he will give us guidance through the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
For the course of your day. We're living in a time where it is so vital that we hear the word of God, because God's voice will tell you,
mm-hmm.
Don't go there, go here. Don't go right now, go later. Don't drive in this direction, turn and go there. I know that there are others that have heard this, because I have heard the voice of God in the midst of, he will tell you, yes, but now is not the time to go into that store. That's your protection. That's your guide, the Holy Spirit guiding us. And he promises that if we listen for his voice and we listen for his guidance and for his direction and be obedient to that, that is our protection. God will keep you. I promise you that he will. Oh, yes, he will. He will tell you, even in the things that some would think, oh, that's just something that's little. Oh, you mean to tell me that you praising God for a parking space up close to the building?
Amen.
Oh, yes, God has given me parking lot favor. Oh,
yes.
I'm praising God for this spot that's close to the building.
Amen.
Do you know that, yes, even though you're sitting here right now, we have all been in environments where COVID has been present.
Yep.
But God, his covering that's been over us, and his protection that's been around us, and his heavenly angels that encamp round about us, keeping us from sickness and from disease and from incident and from accident and covering our children.
Yeah.
That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God. That's why it's so essential that we put our trust in him. Man can't do that. Only God can. And so, yes, thank God for this powerful word, this powerful reminder that we are to always praise God. Trust God, no matter what the situation or circumstance might look like. We as believers are not to walk by what things look like. We are to walk by total faith in God, total faith and trust in him.
And there's a lot of voices out here. Know the voice of God.
Amen.
Know the Spirit of God, because there's a lot of voices. It's not your GPS. It's not Alexis. Now all the other voices out here, know the voice of God.
Amen.
Know the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. He will not lead you, not fail you. He will not lead you, steer you wrong. Amen. He will direct your true path. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
You feel life for your path. Amen. The word of God is light.
Praise God. Because also, too, know this, and I'm not speaking what Pastor Constance is saying. I'm telling you what the word of God is saying. There are going to be trying days ahead. Yes, there are. The Lord tells us that we will face and have tribulation. So it is essential that we be able to hear, that we know our Father's voice. The word of God says that we are to hear our Father's voice. Lord, we know your voice and the voice of another we will not follow. We have got to know the voice of God for ourselves. It is our protection. It is our provision. It is our God. It is our safety. He is our refuge.
Jesus said his sheep will hear his voice.
Oh, yes. Amen.
My sheep will hear my voice and know my voice, Jesus said.
Praise God.
My sheep will know his voice.
Amen. So we, again, thank God for this word, this powerful word that has gone forth tonight.
Amen. Thank God, Pastor Henderson.
And we thank God, yes, for Pastor Henderson as well. And we're going to go ahead because if there is one amongst us, the lines, praise God, are full tonight. If there is one that is amongst us that don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would welcome you to make the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life. Romans 10:9-10 is a scripture that tells us that if you just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So it's just as simple as saying, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you came to this earth and you died for my sins and God resurrected you. And Lord, I ask that you come into my life and allow me to have eternal life in you. Come into my life. Take up ownership within me. Come into my life as Lord and Savior. I surrender myself to you. And if you just prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ.
Amen.
Tonight, right here and right now. The angels of heaven.
Amen.
Are rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
The word of God says if it's but one that turns from the way of sin, the angels in heaven take notice, and they are rejoicing.
Amen.
We welcome you, and your name has now been written forever, eternal, into the Lamb's Book of Life.
Praise
God.
God.
Praise God. We're going to go ahead and ask Pastor Henderson if he will close us out tonight in prayer.
Amen.
We again thank God for everyone that has tuned in tonight.
Yes. Yes.
We pray that you go forth. We take this word, hide it in your heart. Go forth and share and encourage others because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The harvest is out there. There are many that need to know about this living Savior, Jesus Christ. So go forth and share the word. You might be the only Jesus that someone else might see. So share the word of God with those. Praise God. Pastor Henderson, if you will go ahead and close us out in prayer and any other closing comments that you may have.
Amen. Praise the Lord again. I would just like to, again, like to thank Pastor Jasper and Sister Constance Whitehurst for allowing us to be able to come speak the word tonight. And I'd like to thank all the listeners that played a part in taking out their busy schedule just to hear the word of God tonight. And we give God all the praise, honor, and the glory for it. And I would just like to close us out in prayer. Merciful God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you again. We thank you, God, for this message, Lord. We thank you for giving us a word from on high, Lord, that'll touch our spirit, Lord God, and cause change to make in our life. So, God, we just come to you, and we just thank you, God, for allowing us, God, to realize, God, that we got to put our trust and our confidence in you. And knowing, God, that you know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And, God, we trust you, we believe you, we honor you, we give you praise and glory. It's in your Son, Jesus, we ask it all tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. And praise God. We thank God. We give him all the glory. Now go forth and have an awesomely blessed week, every one of you. And thank you again for tuning in. And to God be all the glory. Have a blessed week.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in all of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Savior
of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his
holy name.
Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. Keep me in the valley.
hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God.